You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hello, gentle listener. While Geek.io holds its talent to the highest standards, what follows will likely involve the sort of language usually reserved for sailors on leave. If you're of a delicate disposition, then perhaps you would consider a different podcast.
Hold on tight. This is the Generic Live Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Generic Live Show. For a Sunday, we are here yet again to do yet another Generic Live Show. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you, everyone, for the feedback and the support on this Generic Light Show adventure from... the regular departed regular set of episodes. I know still it's a shocking format. We're not... So, shocking has, like, two meanings, right? The word shocking. One is, like, I'm shook, fam. .com. And then... The other shocking is that I'm shocked that they did that. I suppose that's two of the same, really. But I'm shocked. I'm thinking of appalled. Sorry. Shocked and appalled. Two different things. But shocked is like surprised, and shocked is like, I can't believe that, like... How dare they? You know, they're shocked in a good way and shocked in a bad way, I guess. I don't know. But change is good, I guess. Spending the last, like, 2 minutes on this rant. But apart from that, there's that. So, we've got another sort of looser episode for you guys today. And I said that last week's episode would be... shorter. And, well, that ended up being, like, over 40 minutes. So let's not do that. And because of you guys loved the last story time I did, we're gonna do yet another story time. Woo! And we've got that, we've got a BuzzFeed quiz, and we've got a little bit of satire for you at the end of the show, which I'm looking forward to, because I loved it, and it's my show. But if you have a story or something for us to talk about, you can get it to us in one of two ways. One, show at geek-io.net is one way, GLS in the subject line, or on our Discord, geek-io.net/Discord. And you can drop us a line in the GLS channel there and be like, hey, this is a story. I don't know. You can do whatever you like in there, within reason. But other than that, we got, again, a lighter, fluffier episode for you today. So let's just jump in with a new story time. We need a bumper. Yep, no. We don't want a snore story time. A snoring, boring time. Simply having a snory, boring time. A snoring, boring time. There you go. This story time involves me working in all four Disney parks in Walt Disney World in 1 week. It was insane. If you don't follow me on Instagram, which, why don't you? The Dale Campbell. You get to see fun photos of me doing lots of fun stuff. But on there, you have... I might link that post in the description. But you see all 5 costumes I wore in this challenge. So the challenge is that... It's a challenge I made up. I'm so hipster, I guess. Oh, hang on. I need to add... what's the title? Simply having a boring snoring time. You see, this is the challenge I made up. Again, revolutionary. I'm so hipster. you work at least one Disney park in a 7-day period. You can repeat locations, which I did, and it has to be within a 7-day cumulative period. In saying that, I took 1 day off? Yeah. Within the 7-day period, I took 1 day off, which just so happens. And I started this challenge on a Monday. I did Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So back to Monday again. And it was a blast. I don't know what I expected walking into this. I expected that it would be a lot, as one would imagine working in all four Disney theme parks. That's not including any of the water parks or downtown Disney Springs, same thing. And just the theme parks alone, which is a lot. And I learned so, so much. And it's one of those, I only have one shot to do this. And I can't just, I have so many thick people to thank and so many, pardon the pun, but wild adventures to take away from this experience. And again, I don't know when I could have done this outside of this one time. So it was one of those seize the opportunity moments, you know, out there. So the locations I worked Monday, I worked at Mouse Gear in Epcot, which Mouse Gear is sort of like the big box store. At Magic Kingdom, I worked my home location of Main Street East. So that's all the confectionery, Uptown Jewelers. I'm getting blasted with messages. Let's not do that to ourselves today. I love my fans, but let's not do this today. Anyway, so I'll fix that. So locations, so Epcot, Mouse Gear, Magic Kingdom, Main Street East. I repeated Epcot. I did Pin Central, which is the Disney trading pin sort of area, which was a bunch of fun. I loved that location too. I loved all of it, but just something about spending time with guests and just talking about their favorite things was nice. Thursday off, Friday and Saturday I worked Hollywood Studios in Animation Courtyard, which is where most of the Disney Junior stuff, the Star Wars meet and greets, and the Little Mermaid show. I worked in and around all of that. And then to round it off, I worked at Disney's Animal Kingdom main entrance/park arrival. They're my locations. And it was a bunch of fun. And I learned so much about myself, more than what I was expecting. Like, you kind of rely on the kindness of strangers a little bit, because sometimes, and I'm not calling people out per se, but it's, life gets busy and you don't, like, I'm not the best at replying at messages straight away, and I do eventually, but it takes forever. And sometimes that happened to me on this experience, but you know, it's one of those, I took away some major communication tools, and particularly in the locations themselves, because, so not only in the locations themselves, but because I knew of the locations, but not of the particular details of them, if that makes sense. But, you know, you learn some on-the-job sort of park-particular things. Like, where's the restrooms? Like, you kind of... And every leader and coordinator, supervisor that I had on the job was an amazing to kind of be willing to show me these sorts of things as I was kind of going along. And I told some of them what I was doing, and they're like, oh my god, that's actually amazing that you get to do that. You know, I'm super proud of it. Why did my voice get weird? Oh well. But learning that sort of communication and expressing words when I need to is one of the things I learned. So many costumes. Oh my god. So I had two different costuming runs for the two halves of the week. And I tell you what, it was a lot. Particularly when I don't drive over here, so it took a while to get from point A to point B. That's my one tip to, if anyone out there wants to do the four parks, 1 week challenge, is to kind of prepare themselves for the, not only trying to find locations, and again, that comes back to the reliant on strangers. But two, it's the finding the costume and doing all that logistical stuff at the beginning. So, flexibility is one thing I've become more susceptible to, I guess. Like, not to say I wasn't flexible before, but now, oof, I tell you what, it's rough. Well, it's not rough, but I was led astray in some situations. And I'm not, again, I'm not calling people out. It just is the nature of the job. And stocking in stores that you have no idea where things are, and you figure things out very quickly. And as longtime listeners of the show learn, I'm bad at thinking on my feet. That's one thing that this job has taught me overall, is the thinking on my feet and speaking on my feet is the tougher thing, is the one, the, like, the coming up with solutions on the fly is very, it's an impressive skill, I guess, and it's helped me with podcasting too, like with technical difficulties and editing and streamline and stuff like that, I guess, is being very flexible is very important. And the fellow cast members I worked with, all of them amazing. They were so nice, they were welcoming, they were like, oh, you're here, and well, welcome, you're like family here, like, and that made me feel very welcomed. It was one of those, I'm glad I got to meet as many people as I did back, you know, doing this experience, and it's just so amazing. And some of the guest interactions too, oh my god, I spent like 20 minutes talking to this 11-month-old and the parent, and we're like, oh, it's our first time here and we love it, and we just saw the Little Mermaid show, or we just saw, like, it's a nighttime show here for the first time, and it was amazing, and thank you. Like, I got told thank you for things I didn't have control over. Well, not that, but, like, I didn't do the show. Like, I wasn't a part of this fireworks show or whatever, but they would thank me for the good day, I guess. And the one thing I took away from the week is you always have to, like, have this level of openness, and it takes someone with a big heart to do this, but you've gotta do it. I'm a huge believer in seizing any opportunity that comes along. And I know people are gonna ask what my favorites were, and they all had their favorites. Mouse Gear, I got leader compliments for my attention to detail whilst guest interacting, and if I keep up that level of ethic, I will go far. Their words, not mine. Tuesday, I had this Australian family at Magic Kingdom that I was talking to for 20 minutes. They were Australian, which helped a lot, and we're talking about my hometown, and, like, it all came together. They gave me a Caramello frog, which is, like, oh my god, I'm like, I'm home. Wednesday, the pin trading, which was great. Thursday, I saw Avengers Endgame, which, I'm sure that Geek.io episode has come out for spoilers, so go listen to that if it's come out yet, which I'm sure it has by the time this episode comes out. Then we've got the Friday, Saturday, and Animation Courtyard with so much fun, with the stormtroopers coming out and heckling everyone. was so good. I was at a Star Wars cart at this is all merchandise, by the way. I'm all merchandise, nothing else. Which is considered a global role. But Animation Courtyard, I was holding a Porg, and the Stormtrooper came up to me and stole it out of my hand and turned it upside down and put it back with the other merchandise. It's like, yes! And then he grabbed one of the little lightsabers and handed it to me. I'm like, yes! My life. Other than that, those days were amazing and laid back, surprisingly. And Dak, main entrance, had so much, like, the time flew by. And if you know me and where I was living before, doing the college program was Cairns, which is right by the Great Barrier Reef, and having marine life conversations with people, I loved that. Probably, I want to say the most. I mean, nothing beats home. Home is where the heart is. And this taught me that. But Dak was a close second with that. Just geeking out about wildlife and marine life and stuff like that. I was at home. So, well, my final takeaway is that I loved it. The 4 parks, 1 week challenge. I recommend it. If you're crazy enough to work in 4 theme parks in 1 week, I recommend it. You will have an outer body experience. I'm sure of it. And you'll meet so many people, and even if you are thinking of just life in general, work outside of your box. You will get rewarded in one way or another. But that's my view anyway, and I'm sticking to it. We're going to take a quick break right here. So, for 2 things. 1, podcast listeners, you're going to get a few ads right here. If you want an ad-free experience, go listen to this live Sundays, 5:30 p.m. Eastern. This episode, eventually. And you can go to patreon.com/geekio as well to get a master feed of all of our episodes. All of them. And some pre-show exclusives and stuff like that. So, that's waiting for you for as little as $1 a month over at patreon.com/geekio. We'll be right back after these messages. Podcast listeners, stay tuned. And we're back! Yes, we are. Again, if you want an ad-free experience, patreon.com/geekio. For as little as $1 per month, you can get an ad-free experience. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a BuzzFeed quiz. Woo! Who's excited? I am. This week, we will create our own customized bikini, and BuzzFeed will guess my exact age. I'm sure. I'm positive that this is what's going to happen. Build the perfect. Baby, it's warm outside. Yes, it is. Alright, for start, choose a style for your top. We got triangle, Beninu and Balconinette. What? Balcony? What? We want to wear a balcony as a bikini? Not possible. Anyway, good show title, though. Balcony as a bikini. Balcony as a bikini. Sold. It's got to be a triangle top. Yes, that's me. choose a style of bottoms. We've got low-rise, high-waisted, or tie side, or boy shorts. I mean, a boy short. Oh, excuse me. Boy shorts would make too much sense, I guess. Tights, high-waisted seems me, because I have to have high-waisted clothing for reasons. So high-waisted. Yeah, that's me. As less belly as I get away with. Now the colour. Oh, a pattern. A pattern for sure. Stripes, polka dots, stripes or polka dots. There's the two patterns. Polka dots. Blue, purple, red, green, black. That's a lot of options. No patterns, but lots of colour. Red. Yep, that's my bikini. Oh, yeah, that's my bikini. Can this be the thumbnail, please? I just want me pointing down. That's the thumbnail for the video. I'm 25, guys. Oh my god, we need... Stop! Buzz... No. No. Fake news. This is not happening right now. BuzzFeed actually got my age. What? I'm shook. No. Oh, we need... All the fanfare. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an important announcement right here. Gather the townspeople around for a very important announcement. Host Dale Campbell takes a BuzzFeed quiz where he creates his perfect bikini and a website notable for wrong answers correctly guesses his age of 25 years young. It's a revelation, ladies and gentlemen. Your attention, please. BuzzFeed has finally done it! They've cracked the code! Had to stand up for this. Oh my god. I've been doing this show for 5 years, and I've been waiting for this moment. Oh, yeah, we're done. Good night. We're done. And we're out. Nope. You can't get better than this. I'm kidding. Or am I? That's... Oh my god. We have so much to unpack here. Man. I don't know if that says more about my taste than anything else. Oh my god. This is too much. Man. Yep. Read it and weep. 25 years old. And I didn't put my date of birth in or anything. It's magic. I believe in magic. I believe I make magic, and now I've received magic. In order to make magic, you must receive magic first. There you go. Changing gears slightly, we have a YouTube video for you to enjoy. It's about 5 minutes, and I find it hilarious. It's an honest ad about the Australian government and very satire way. And again, we played the explicit bumper up at the front, but this has a lot of swearing in it. So if you're susceptible to that, skip forward 5 minutes and enjoy the honest ad about the 2019 federal election. Enjoy.
Hello, I'm from the Australian government with the final message before the election. This could be our last ad unless you re-elect us, which would be surprising because, let's face it, we really have been the biggest pack of mendacious shitlords this nation has ever seen.
But we also know you have short memories. That's why, for a fraction of the cost of our official bullshit ads, we've created a final honest ad to remind you of all our shitfuckery since you elected us.
And what an epic 6 years of shitfuckery it's been.
Oh my god.
That's right,
yes.
We gave Australia many fine PMs.
Like Tony, who gave us countless suppositories of wisdom.
Malcolm, who'll always be remembered for Australia's shitty internet.
And Solo, our coal fondler in chief.
As well as a fine array of ministers. Like Piney, minister for fixing arms deals with terrorists.
Dutto, minister for torturing refugees.
Minister for the Department of Home Affairs.
Minister for prosecuting whistleblowers. Minister for whiteboards.
Minister for sale.
Minister for what the...
yeah, this is a person.
And of course, the Minister of Genuine Satire.
We've been strong on the economy by declaring war on young people, depriving them of affordable housing and education, so we could help retired boomers buy their fifth investment property.
And by cutting penalty rates, terrorising vulnerable people with fake debt letters, and outsourcing our war on the poor to this mining billionaire and his cashless welfare card.
Because mining billionaires own this government. That's why we used your tax dollars to help them exploit a once-in-a-lifetime resource boom, privatise the profits, and pay no tax.
Instead of setting up a sovereign fund like Norway did to ensure health, education and pensions for future generations.
Whereas we're leaving you with approximately fuck all.
Australia,
where 1 in 6 kids live in poverty, but we found billions for these useless pieces of shit.
Where Indigenous child suicide is through the roof due to the intergenerational effects of colonisation. So we went and spent 50 mil on another fucking Captain Cook statue.
Yeah,
where we slashed funding for schools and hospitals, but found $500 million for a war memorial upgrade nobody asked for.
Where we cut off support for single parents and use your taxes to pay for our own political ad campaigns.
Where we let banks write the terms of royal commissions into themselves.
And let companies pay fuck all taxes.
But we kept in touch with the common man by reintroducing knighthoods.
And chuffing cigars after slashing your benefits. We took corruption very seriously.
Which is why we're so damn good at it. We've given your money to our mates here, here, here and here.
The Murray-Darling Basin still has small amounts of water left, and if re-elected, we'll return some of it to the land's traditional owners, the cotton industry.
And Barney will buy back the rest with an $80 million $1 check to some offshore tax haven.
Lucky we repeatedly voted against a federal ICAC.
But our crowning achievement has been our climate policy. Just kidding, we never had one.
We cut every emission reduction scheme we could to sell off the children's future and went out of our way to sabotage renewables.
We bleached the reef.
Because it's okay to be white. Tried to count burning forests as a renewable resource.
Oh my God.
Abolished the position of science minister.
Because who needs science when you've got the Bible?
And as a parting fuck you to all living things, we rushed through the approval for this mega coal mine and this massive tumour right on the eve of the election.
Throughout all this, we've bullshitted you to unimaginable heights. We told you the debt's decreasing when it's increasing.
Told you emissions are going down when they're going up.
Told you renewables are causing blackouts.
Told you electric cars would steal your youth.
Told you refugees would steal your jobs and your welfare.
We gave you clusterfucks like our census fail, my health record,
and the marriage equality plebiscite.
We introduced laws to break encryption so we could spy on everyone.
And then exempted ourselves from those laws.
Cool and normal.
And to top it all off, we made it a crime to impersonate us.
So don't do it. To help shovel all that bullshit into your head, we changed media ownership laws to enable monopolies like this and mergers like this to dominate your media.
We defunded the ABC and stacked its board and deprived you of alternatives by sabotaging the NBN, squandering the most vital infrastructure upgrade of the century. And on that note, we bid you fuck you, Australia.
It has been an honour to rig your rules,
defund your schools,
trash your reputation,
sell your kids' future,
and laugh as your reefs die, forests burn, and rivers dry.
But don't worry.
Come what may, honest government ads will still be here after the election.
Because we're confident that a Labor government, whilst infinitely less shit than us, will still continue to serve the coal, gas, and gambling lobbies that own both major parties.
And continue to bring you honest ads to keep you informed of their shitfuckery.
Australian government.
Cool and normal.
Oh. As by the Department of Genuine Satire.
Yep. I love that video so much. And yes, I did play an entire YouTube video on air. But it's just so accurate of what has been happening this election season. And of course, we'll bring you the election results and both sides, of course. But it's this last 6 years have been very turbulent when it comes to Australian politics. You know, it's very true. All right. On that note, what did we learn today? We learned that the Department of what the fuck? We learned that the 2019 election cycle is vicious. And we learned that so many people run our government into the ground without us realizing. We also learned that BuzzFeed is getting smart. Question mark? I still am in honest shock that BuzzFeed guessed my correct age by the swimsuit I would wear? Question mark? I guess. We also learned what it's like to work in all four Disney theme parks in Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida in 1 week. So there we go. That's the show, folks. You can listen to the show Sundays, 5:30 p.m. Eastern, Twitch, YouTube, and on the podcast feeds all at once. And you can listen there. Patreon.com/geekio is where you can listen to the show after the fact. And you get a whole lot more over there as well, for as little as $1 a month. You can join our Discord at geek-io.net/discord to join the conversation once we go offline and keep the conversation alive. And what else? Show at geek-io.net for feedback. Put BuzzFeed magic in the subject line, I guess. And then you can follow me on Instagram at instagram.com. No, at The Dale Campbell. That's THEDALECAMPBELL. For me and for everyone, we'll see you all next time. Bye for now.
Listening to a Geek.io Media Network LLC production. Would you like to convert that to pounds? Copyright 2019.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.